From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
All right, this week, the 2025 IHSA State Bass Fishing Championship is in the books. The first year at Lake Shelbyville. The guy that started it all, Dave Ganaway, my buddy. We're going to hook up with him, and he's going to tell us all about it. I'll be right back with Dave.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Dave, I said that first year at Shelbyville go pretty good?
Yeah, it did. You know, let's start out right off the bat by really acknowledging the fact that Carlisle did a wonderful job setting up a tournament structure, running it 16 years, 15 tournaments. Remember, we had the COVID year where it was out. And the team of people Carlisle put together built a tremendous framework, and Shelbyville, which is very similar with being a core lake, took that framework and added a couple new wrinkles and was able to execute it well. So hats off to everybody down there, yourself, Doug Wassmuth, Trent Purcell, the city staff, Darren Smith at the high school, the DNR, all the core staff that helped, all the city folks that helped, because it made moving a tournament to Lake Shelbyville, which is another core lake, which has a lot of the resources, just like what Carlisle had, to be able to run this tournament under a great framework and have safety being the topmost issue of it all.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Dave. I did see when I looked at results, they caught a lot of fish up there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, day one, they had 211 fish, 29 five-bag limits, 57 boats caught fish, and the big bag that day was Whitehall North Green with 13.2. And then day two, 216 fish, 26 five-fish limits, 56 boats caught fish, and the big bag limit that day was to Newton with 16.5. And Newton actually had two teams in the top 10. They had a fifth-place team and a ninth-place team, and that's pretty much unheard of. So hats off to them. Windsor won it 24-14. They had a great second day. So overall, it was a very successful tournament.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I started looking at the results, and I went, whoa. I mean, lots and lots of fish caught. A lot of those two and a half pound bass. And the big thing we always said was the kids. You know, it's for the kids, and man, they had to love that.
That's what it's always been about, the kids. And running a tournament like this, it's different than running a bass club tournament, or you have not only you want them all to catch fish, but you want safety to be topmost priority of it all. And Carlisle did a tremendous job of taking care of safety and always putting that on the forefront burner. And Shelbyville did a good job with the boats, safety boats, the DNR boats, the core boats that they had out. And I don't know how you could take it to a lake that's not a core lake that doesn't have all those extra resources for the state association.
wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois. Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.